Hello, everybody. Standing next to me is Jean Ransom, associate producer for the new Torok game. Now, first of all, what exactly does an associate producer do for a new video game?
Associate producer basically supports the production, of course. That includes anything from doing demos, such as what I'm doing now, getting anything like burning CDs, getting them out to the various media events, manuals, things like that.
So you're in deep with the Torok game. Are you a? This has got, I think it's the seventh game in the Torok franchise. So have you been a fan of dinosaur killing for a while now, or is this your first foray into the Torok town?
Yeah, well, it's definitely my first foray. This is Touchstone's first foray as well.
Yes.
Well, this is a totally redefined and reimagined Torok, and we have a host of new creatures, bunch of new huge dinosaurs, crazy creatures, fantastical, many based in reality, some completely dreamed up that our designers came up with.
So there's no necessarily like a storyline that's consistent through all the Torok games except for the environment?
Well, they're all pretty much kept in the spirit of Joseph Torok, and we've brought in some top Hollywood voice actors to help us immerse the player in the world. We have Ron Perlman, Timothy Oliphant, Gregory Norman Cruz, Powers Booth, Mark Rolston, Donnie Wahlberg, and
KOTB.
There's even more where that came from. That's right.
All right, so let's talk a little bit about the storyline. You play Joseph Torok, and he's in the land of dinosaurs. What's going on?
Joseph Torok is attached to a special forces unit called the Whiskey Company, and he's been sent to bring to justice a wanted war criminal, Roland Kane.
Gotcha.
Now, as they're approaching the planet that Kane is on, the ship is shot down by Kane's air defenses. So the spaceship crash lands, it splatters everywhere.
Oh.
So now the mission has shifted to just merely surviving.
Just live.
There's all kinds of...
Don't die.
Exactly. There's all kind of dinosaurs gnashing at him, and Kane's men are out there shooting at him.
And Kane was his evil mentor back in the day, right? Didn't he used to train under Kane?
Yes, he actually used to be in a special forces unit with Kane. Yeah, lots of twists. That was called the Wolf Pack.
Gotcha.
And Kane actually taught Torok everything there is to know about being a warrior. And so now he's going after Kane, the guy who taught him everything he knows.
Very cool. Well, let's take a look at the game. I know I've looked, and you've got some pretty badass weapons in the game. And here you're obviously with some sort of big gun thing. But when you get off the plane, when you first crash, does he have weapons, or is he just bare-fisting it?
Well, he had weapons, of course, on the ship, but now they're just scattered everywhere, and he actually has nothing.
Go find them.
He's got nothing. So he has to go and find them. Off corpses and whatever else he can find. And slowly but surely, he manages to put together an arsenal. And it is a pretty awesome arsenal. We have, of course, the classic weapons, the knife and the bow. And there are the standard, you know, shotgun, sniper rifle.
Yeah.
But we've also got a host of brand new imagined weapons. For example, the sticky bomb gun has been a fan favorite. It fires a plasma that you could adhere to enemies or a surface and then detonate it at your command. So that one's a lot of fun.
I like it. Let's take a look at the game.
So in this level, Torok and Whiskey Company are trying to make their way across this valley. Now here we're introduced to the Lurker, which is a fantastical character that our creature designers dreamed up. It's part leopard, cat, and part dinosaur.
Now, is this early on in the game? Are these lurkers one of the easier creatures to kill, or this is
pretty deep in? I think they're the most difficult dinosaur to kill. As you can see, I'm in a dino maul, which is one of our cool mechanics.
Uh-huh.
And when the dinosaur pounces on top of you, some random button call-outs pop up, and you have to do exactly what it says to free yourself.
And those change every time?
Right. You don't just mash buttons randomly. It tells you exactly what you need to do to get out of it.
We're going to go with an M rating on this one, huh?
Yeah, you think?
Now, you do have friends with you, so you didn't all die after the ship. How many people are in your little pack?
I think we've got about, at various times in the game, of course, it changes. But right now, I just have my buddy Slade here with me.
Okay.
And we're actually trying to unite with some of the rest of our crew.
And what are some of the other foes you're going to come across besides the Lurker?
There are many different kinds of dinosaurs, of course. And there's also, I don't want to reveal too much, but there's huge carnivorous insects.
Oh, right on.
Yeah, and some other things.
And what would you say is the length of gameplay from start to finish?
It's about 8 to 10 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So notice your vision just went blurry, and as you can see, there's the red, you know, indicating you might be a little injured. Is there health packs, or you just sort of heal yourself if you don't get hurt for a while?
It's the latter. You need to find some cover and obviously get out from who's attacking you at the moment, and you will recover after a period of a couple seconds.
Do you shoot other humans, or is this simply bugs and lizards and cats?
You do encounter some of Roland Kane's army at different points in the game, and so you definitely will be shooting those. So right here, Turok is trying to reunite with some of the whiskey company and also to explore some other wreckage of the ship. And what I have right here is the sticky bomb gun, and this gun is a lot of fun. It shoots a projectile, which is kind of like a plasma orb, and you can adhere it to an enemy or a structure and then detonate it at your will.
Oh, there he goes.
We call that meat fountain.
Yeah.
Turns them into quivering chunks. There goes another one.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, and so here I'm in the Dino Mall. So let me switch to the flamethrower here. See if I can...
So you can literally just torch the dinos?
Yes, you can torch the dinos. The secondary fire on the flamethrower is a napalm grenade, which I just used right there. Let out another one. So as you can see, these weapons are super powerful. So you can unleash some pain on the dinosaurs and other creatures.
Mm-hmm. All right, now we're in a different level. What's going on here? Where are we in the story?
In this level, Turok's emerging here, and the objective on this level is to make it into the base, which you can see out across the way there. There are some raptors.
Yes.
They're munching on something and guarding their nest there. And you can see the helicopters dropping off more troops. Now, the raptors, again, they don't really care what team you're on. They're just trying to guard their nest.
Right. They'll just eat whatever is in its sight.
Right. Now, the secondary function on the shotgun is a flare. And you can, what we call dino lure, it's a mechanic where you can actually use the raptors against your enemies by shooting the flare to lead them.
Gotcha.
So I'm going to try and stick a flare over here near the enemies and lead the raptors over. And
oh, that's great. Well, strategy, I like it. Okay, now you're going to use your arrow, which is one of my favorite weapons. How much damage can it really inflict, though? Just a little tiny arrow.
This is actually not just a normal bow. So as you can see, the guy way out in the distance.
Yeah. Nice!
Yeah.
Head kill!
Yeah, it's a really powerful weapon. It's really fun to use. And you can see that it can take out your enemy at great distances. And at different parts in the game, you can actually come across explosive tipped arrows.
Oh, right on.
And if this guy was standing close to that box, I could actually pin him to it.
How many weapons can you hold at one time?
You've got four different slots. You always have the knife, and most of the time you have the bow. And you also have the ability to dual-wield certain weapons. And you can use different combinations of weapons strategically. It works better to get through certain points if you have a certain combination of weapons.
You know, obviously this is it's on the Unreal Engine, right?
Right.
And powered by the Xbox 360.
Of course.
What about Xbox Live? Is there going to be a multiplayer?
There's definitely going to be a multiplayer, and you'll find some standard modes, of course, deathmatch, team deathmatch, capture the flag, assault capture the flag. But we also have an objective-based mode where each map has its own set of objectives that you can work on. We also have three co-op maps that you can play that are completely different. They're inspired by the single player.
So what would that go, split screen?
It doesn't go split screen. Everybody needs their own machine.
Gotcha. All right, well, I'm going to thank you. The game looks great, and it's coming out February 5th for the Xbox 360. If you want more information about it, I mean, what else could you want? We've kind of given it all to you, but you can always go to Turok.com for the next evolution of Turok Games.